Prep school or perp school? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I realize a school can't be held accountable for every graduate, but as more alumni of Georgetown Prep tiptoe into the Brett Kavanaugh discussion, I'm seeing that while we may never know who's telling the truth about that drunken party, what we can say is that there were way too many drunken parties back then. One Georgetown graduate told the Washington Post, quote, "Drinking was a part of the fabric of the school from the first day of freshman year to graduation," unquote. And these are high school kids, remember. And you'll say, Dave, getting drunk and taking a few liberties is a rite of passage. True. But we're talking about Georgetown Prep, not Pirate Prep. This is an elite Jesuit school. A statue of St. Ignatius watches over the campus. It's pledged to educating men of compassion and conscience. Every student wears a blazer and a necktie. Even if there's no investigation of the Kavanaugh party, there should at least be an investigation of how the mission of educating men of conscience to be America's future leaders apparently tolerated men who ended up pickled and unconscious at Bacchanalian house parties. Of course, that wouldn't be for the FBI to do. That would be for the Catholic Church to do. And it has a lot on its plate just now. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.